So you might have noticed the hashtag Stand Up for Cornwall going around online on Twitter, and a campaign which makes note of London's attempt to take hold of Cornwall's millions from Europe. I've got Councillor Julian German with me, who's behind this campaign. He's in charge of economy and culture on Cornwall Council. Julian, just tell me where this all stems from.
Issues of European funding and government negotiations can be very complex, but essentially UK government are saying that they want to control the funding that we have as a less developed region. Brussels are very happy with how we've delivered European funding previously and content that we have an operational programme in the future. Unfortunately, UK government don't agree.
Okay, so we're now trying to make sure that our European millions isn't taken away, the control of it isn't taken away from Cornwall. And you've got the Stand Up for Cornwall hashtag. How's that campaign been going?
The campaign's going really well. We were really pleased to get cross-party support in Cornwall Council and lots of business support. So from Cornwall Chamber of Commerce through to large businesses like St Austell Brewery and many small businesses as well supporting. And that's been tremendously important in terms of arguing with government that we should have the local control. Their rhetoric is all about localism and local choice. So showing business support for us being able to control the money within Cornwall has been really important.
We've now obviously got to continue fighting our corner. What next needs to happen?
Well, more support, more hashtag Stand Up for Cornwall would be really welcome. We're in negotiations with government. There's a meeting next week, the National Growth Board. We have support from many other authorities, Manchester, Birmingham, from the Local Government Association, from the LAPS. And we're hoping that government will see that actually Cornwall is capable of controlling its own operational programme and will concede that to us.
And what's the danger if we don't stick up for Cornwall in this situation?
So we've evidence of previous European funding, for example, around European social funds, where when Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly deliver that, we've got really good outputs, lots of people benefiting from it. When that's been delivered through UK government, the benefits to Cornwall have been much less, much fewer people actually going through those programmes. So what we're really keen to do is that we can tailor programmes to Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly's needs. And also the less developed status brings the ability for Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly to invest in areas that other parts of the UK won't be able to. So if we're in an England operational programme, we won't be able to invest in things, for example, the Temple dualling, a further round of investment in superfast broadband. So we're really keen that we can invest in the infrastructure that we want to invest in that's going to provide dividends for businesses in Cornwall, and we won't be able to do that if we're in an England operational programme.